And the Gemara and the bottom of Kufla Beis and Beis, beginning Kufla Gemar Aleph, the Gemara presents a possibility that the heter of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah seems to be discussing, Klisha Malata Le'isr, is much of the Sar Kufay. The Mishnah says that you take the Kernus Lefatebois Agoizim, so Kernus is Klisha Malata Le'isr, it's much of the Sar Kufay to use it for a heter of the Katashmish. So it comes along. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tomah Karnas Shel HaGoyzim that he had already been Kaveya it before Shabbos for the purpose that purpose. So it's Ikra L'Malechas Heter. But Klisha Malat L'Isser even Sar Gufa is awesome. Okay. So the rabbi disagrees and says, no, there's a heter. So the more I ask the kasha in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's klisha malachtai l'isser is also even sarkufa. Furthermore, kasha, meducha. Yesh v'shul metalton esov, yim labi metalton esov. Okay? So that meducha, you're allowed to move it. Eser by the rabbi. The Bai is trying to prove that a klisha malata l'isser is usur l'tzar kufay, and the only heter is shum. So you see, klisha malata l'isser is also like Rabbi Yehuda, but there's a heter of shum. So Shalos, what is this heter of shum? So the heter of shum is what, there's two ways to learn. So Rab is doing that. That's from the Chemya, right? And in Rabbi Chemya also. Right, we have to understand what the heter of shum is, because Rechemis, you saw it is that you can only move the kli the tzarek tashmisoi hamiyuchadloi, which a meducha it's tashmis hamiyuchadloi is iser, so you can't move it at all. So we're going with something which doesn't have a heter of tzarek ufoi, but shum is mutter. So there's two ways to understand that. Then, so the Trubas of Rosh says that this heter is a heter of kikar atinik. So what's kikar atinik? So the more before on mem gimel says that in a situation where you need to move a mace, because he's bechama and he's going to if he's left there, he's going to start to decay. So the war brings maniach alav kikar atinik umatal teloy. So and the more brings the more says and everybody agrees to that hechadik a kikar atinik kuliyam alaptiki the shori. The more says, what about a case where there's no kikar atinik? So the more says something called kikar atinik. Then the more comes out. Moore brings us again later on the dinner kicker attendant. Okay. And the more coupon base on base is Wilmer Kicker Tinnik all the mace bovad. So this heter that you can be metaltal a mace with a kicker atinik is a special heter by mace. So Pashas, you can't learn the din of this heter over here of shum is based on the side of the heter of kicker atinik. I can take a muksa, put a kicker on it. I have my leichter in Shabbos, and the nair went out. I want to move the leichter. There's no problem. I put a loaf of bread on there and metaltal it. Right? No such heter. The more says kicker atinik only works for mace. Doesn't work for anything else. So that's a very din of Reish Lakish test. You can't put a kicker on your leichter and metaltal it afterwards. The problem is the rush comes along. The Beis Yosef brings that the rush comes along and Chuvah is a rush. And Rush says that the heter over here is the heter of kikar atinik. The Gemara kufin beisam and beis. No, that's talking about something which is muksa machmas gufa, avonim, those type of things. Something which is muksa machmas gufa, like avonim, a mace is a muksa machmas gufa. The heter being metalta muksa machmas gufa, dafka mace bovad kikar atinik works. Something else, I want to move avonim with kikar atinik, doesn't work. That's the money has a din of muktzeh machmas gufay. Multiple places in Shas you see that money is not considered a kli. The money, the gabi dinei kinyan suter, mo is not considered a kli, etc. Because about a seeker, the value is not the item itself, but what it represents, it's not considered a kli. Okay, whatever the reason of that fact, that's a fact. One of those things, you know, one of my chaverim told me yeshiva one time. He says, you say it 100 times, you start believing it. Okay, so money is not a kli. I would think, you know, I mean, to me, it kli means it has a function. Money has a function. Okay, but fine. So the Mora says it's something which is not a kli. The heter, the special heter, the kikar tzedek is only for a mace, not for a vani, not for moz, etc. But Dr. Rosh, but klisha malachdoi leiser, klisha malachdoi leiser, which is a kli, then the kikar tzedek is matter. You can be metalta your kikar tzedek. So it's lav dafka shum. It can be anything. You want to stick something else in there, all right, you can do that too. Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Siman Shin Ches, in Sif Hey. He brings it down as a machloikis. Yesh matir metaltel kli shemalatel lisa fil mechamel. Tzel ayere kikar v'tinik. Even though you're being metaltel at the tzark the muksa, because kli shemalatel lisa the tzark gufa shemal mechamel is mutter. Right. So you want to mechamel? You want to move it mechamel itzel? No problem. Ayere kikar v'tinik. Yesh matirim. He doesn't bring a chalor, but he brings his elashigation material because there is one such sheet. That's sheet of the Rosh. Okay. Now, means let's play it out. So, in the halakha lemaisa, the Rosh makes a lot of sense. Right? Klisha lachal heter is quite a heter. It's more to the sarkufay, so it's the sarkum kaimai. Eitzim and Abanim are also sarkum with sarkum kaimai. Mos is also sarkum with sarkum kaimai. So, Klisha lachal heter. Isser is quite, it's a hat to the din muksa. So you know what? Kikar tzedek is also a hat to the din muksa. By Klisha malachdoi is different than Eitzim Avonim. We see a cloud that Allah deals with it. It's a whole different suit. But our Gemara is going in the Mandama read that Klisha malachdoi is doesn't have a het to sarku for sarku makam. Or we're going in the Nechemya, right? We're going in either we're asking, we're trying to prove from this din that Rabbi Huda is right. There's no het to sarku for sarku makam of Klisha malachdoi is. Or we're going like in the Nechemya, there's no het to sarku. Right? But you know what? This is heter called shum, which the Rosh says is the heter of kikar. You put something which is put a non-book side together, move it together as one. Right? So that's quite. Again, say in the halakha lemaisa, the concept of the Rosh is, you know, we sort of do the hair. The chiddush of the Rosh is learning in the sugya is that even though we're saying there's no heter sarkuf for sarkuf makam, say that's in functions the same thing as eitzim and avonim, but the mile of a kli is still there. Where does it play out? Heter kikar tzedek. Because kikar tzedek doesn't say so much muktzeh machmas gufay. There's no heter kikar tzedek. Klisha malachdoi leiser, even though it's also sarkuf for sarkuf makam, right? But kikar tzedek is mat. Okay, I'm going to get there. That's where I'm going. Okay. So now, I want to know, is there heter kikar tzedek by case of chasar and kiss? So I said, well, chasar and kiss, there's no heter chasar and kufa, chasar makama. So how can there be heter of kikar tzedek? That's not a problem. We're going, the whole board of the Gemara is a case of someone doesn't have heter chasar and kufa, chasar makama, and there's a heter kikar tzedek. So the fact that it's all that it has, it's muktzeh machmas chasar and kiss, shouldn't take away this heter kikar tzedek. Am I making sense? Let me say it again. Nochem. Halacha l'maisa. I never understood it anymore. I just learned the Shulchan Aruch. Right. So I get to this. I learned Sifta Aleph, which tells me you're allowed to move the Tishma to Leisa. So you know what? You can move the Targupa. You move the Targukadmani. I'll do this. I get the Sivan. You know what? I learned in Siman Shin Tess and Siman Shin Aleph that the Metalka Mace is a special Dura Kikar Tidr. And we say, by the way, only for Mace, not for anything else. I get this survey, I say, well, there's a head to Kikar Tidr, according to the Rosh, by Krishmakalusis. I say, what's up? I understand. It's very cool to get into it. Because it's Mutasar, Kubasar, Mutasar. So that's when there's a head of Kikar Tidr. But to anything more sober, like Kikar Tidr, not trying. That's what I would have said, right? I'm learning straight Shulchan Aruch. This idea that you're going to be matter, something which is Muksa Machmas Gufay, or something which is Chasar and Kiss, which is the Muksa Gomer. Kick your tenet, you got to be kidding. No way. Right? That's what I would have said. So it comes to Tereger and Sefei and says, no. He said, that's not necessarily true. Why? Because the whole starting point is the Gemara, that we're going in either Rav Yehuda, which holds that your Klis of Atalissa is not Mutu Lassar Kuvu Matsar Mukhaimai. And the Morris Terrace, according to the Rabbis, are going like the Nechemia, there's no Heter Sar Kuvu Matsar Mukhaimai, and still there's a Heter of Shul, which the Rav says is the Heter Kikar Tidik. So Chasar and Kis also, I want to move it like a Kikar Tidik Shmi Mutu. That's the Kamei Gersov, one side. What's the second side? I mean, he's right. I mean, what's all the side? He says, no. Maybe the correct way to learn the alumnus of Chasar and Kis, something else totally. That the heter is a heter in Kalim. By Muksa Machmas Lassar and Kis, Hayois, your Meyachin, and you won't use it for anything else, it becomes not like it's Muksa Machmas Gufa. It becomes not a Kalim. The Gabi Shabbos is not a Kalim. Right? You have no use for it. So it becomes like a Muksa Machmas Gufa. And Muksa Machmas Gufa, there's no heter of Kikar Tinnik, except for by Mace. So Tveger uses this in Sifhei, gives us a shiloh to understand how we're supposed to look at Muksa Machlis Lassar and Kis. You want to know if a person wrote is a shechiver rav, and he says in his last savor, all my kelim go to my son Beryl. So what it's called here? I don't know.
But the Kregger's lashon is
klishematali. So who had in klishu muksa machta sarn kis near the mutter? The alte behet the atzma the sarn kubas sarn makayim. Right? Okay. The makar hadin zay yotzmi mehuda maducha. Yesh Mashum. And we're going Ratzel Lechich Mizera Brice the Klish Abalat Lister Asu Lassar Kuf Asar Mekoy 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 the Af the Ein Loi Heter Klal Afilo Hachim Atal Tanag of Shum for who Adin Lidi Dan by Mamuk Tamach Mas Lassar and Kis. Okay, that's how we have it. So comes again. The Herr Yosef, he brings a full nusach, which he gives a marim welcome to wherever that is. Because Mazach Zach is the only head that tilt to the Sarkum Sar Makar, and Mikri Muksamach must go five with Domi Lavonim, Ben Mutz, all you to kick her ten. Okay. Fine. So one of the ways to learn the alumnus of the special little Chasar and Kis. So what's the special little Chasar and Kis? What happens? It's a kli, which we see in the days that Talim have a Talim, and all of a sudden there's this new din of kli, because it's Chasar and Kis, you can't move the Tarkum Chasar and Kis. Taking a step weiter, the Prima Godim
in the beginning of Shin Ches, he talks about, I mean, the Beis Yosef gives like a divides mooks that you saw in the sixth Chalakim, Chasar and Kis, Malach Eliezer, Machmas Kufay, Bosses, Machmas Isser, you know, those dinim of a Mechuber or Mechuset Seder, and Mitzvah, Sukkah and Noi Sukkah. And he says, the last two we're going to discuss elsewhere, in Reish Ayin Tes and in Hilchus Sukkah. We discuss the four of them over here. The four which over here are Chasar and Kis, Natal Isser, Machmas Kufay, and Bosses. He says, okay, what dinim do they have? He says, Chasar and Kis Mukhsa, Hayid by Moran HaMashbir, that's the Beis Yosef, because Yosef was the Mashbir of all orts. Shein Bershum Tukana L'Tatla B'Shabbos. There's no way to L'Tatla Klisha Sarn Kis, not Ayadei Kikar Tinnik, not Ayadei Tiltum in Tzad, according to the Shem Megadim, not Ayadei Tiltum B'Gufay. There's no way to move it. Well, Machmas Gufay says, what Machmas Gufay? Yesh by Yud Gimel Darche Hetter Kimosh Chosh on the Beis Yosef. Right? So Buzal is Gufay, according to the Prima Godim, it has a lot of heterim. There's different ways to master it. You talk about Gufay, you talk about Nitzan, right? But not like the Sarn Kis. Sarn Kis is worse. So he doesn't say it, I mean, he just assumes it over here. But the end of Shin Tes, he discusses the luck of you put a clean Muksa, Machas Sarn Kis, I'll never have to Rashachat. So, if it's shochach, it's not a boss. A person puts a muksa on something, planning to remove it before Shabbos, and he forgets it there. The bottom item is not a boss. But together with the dinner of even if it's not a boss, there's a lach of near. Are you allowed to do near? It says near is a form of tiltum in atzad. Sir Kis doesn't have to tiltum in atzad. He says after I have bosses, yes, I'm a shalsel and I can near who tiltum in atzad. The tzarch davar hamutzah the kufa the makamish shadun alei. Right. Halchasar and Kis, Mash, says the last bay darchi had to tiltum in atzad. So he says there. He says it prevails. There's not even tiltum in atzad is mutter Halchasar and Kis. Now that means it's more chomer than Eitzim Avonim. Eitzim Avonim or mutter with tiltum in atzad, with tzarch davar mutter or yaday tiltum gufa. And Sar and Kis is even worse than that. So Rekuager is clearing that maybe Chasar and Kis is the same as Klishmanat al Isra, it has certain affairs. Or it's worse, it's like Eitzim Avon. So what I'm saying is even worse than Eitzim Avon. Yeah? So far so good? I mean, I think so.
The case with the Rosh Limatah is moving. The case with the Rosh Limatah is moving my Klishma not this, so that Mechama would sail to save it. My goal is to move the Muksa to protect the Muksa. But, right, the Heter is, I'm moving it, Agav, the Kikr. The Kikr, I can do whatever I want with. But there's no Sark Mechama over there.
I mean, in other words, what's the Kikr doing?
The Kikr is making the Muksa tuffle to it, and therefore we said that the Maisa Tiltal is for the kicker, and the Muksa is coming along for the ride. So it's 6 minutes up. It's not Tzatzar Makar, but it's Tzatzar Makar, they could do.
That can go away even over a Shabbos. I can understand the Shabbos and they have to be what they're around. So it always has to retain a certain level of clean, and therefore its potential to be moved within one Shabbos is something a lot higher than something which is supposed to be used before.
Well, first of all, it's not so posh because we pass and make this katsoy, and could be you can't change a chasar and kiss in the middle of Shabbos.
We saw with Mr. Brewer that even if something which is supposed to be chasar and kiss breaks on Shabbos,
okay. That's machloikus. That's machloikus. I don't know where the Prima Gadim weighs in on that. I'm not sure where he stands on that. Okay, so.
So I think we have, which we really have three ways to look at Moksim Achas Hasarin Kis. So let's talk about these three ways to understand Moksim Achas Hasarin Kis. We have three, not to talk to the Lomdus yet, but we have one is Betzim, it's like a souped up Kis Malata Lister. Number two, it's a Moksim Achas Gufoy. Number three, it's even like worse than that. Okay. There's a Shulchan Aruch Rav over here. The Shulchan Aruch Rav makes a hanocha. The Tosfos Shabbos also later on makes the same assumption that a chasarin kis, I mentioned this to you before, starts with a klius malatalis. Chasarin kis starts with a klius malatalis. So the primary use is I can't use it. So there's nothing more that a klius malatalis, so you can't move. Rav Nachman says any kli, you can only move it with tzar tashmisha. Even kli shemata leheter, you can only use it for one thing. That's your das. That's his world of muksa. That everything you focus on the primary usage, not on the secondary usages. So even kli shemata leheter, you can only move with tzar tashmisha miyachulah. There's not a heter tzar mukhama by Rav Nachman. Okay, it's more than before. Comes along and says, no, I don't hold that. Klisha Malata Leheter, I'm not Makhtadah, some other possible use. So I want to move a Klisha Malata Leheter for a secondary type of use, no problem. Klisha Malata Leheter comes Rav Yehuda the Gemara and says, oh, it's a different ballgame. Because the primary use, I'm a Seir Dasra. So once I'm a Seir Dasra, it's Muksa, I can't even use it for other things. I can't use it for Malata Leheter, for the secondary usages, which are Heter, I can't do. Comes Rambam says, no, that's not true. Klisha Malata Leheter, the primary use you can't use it for. But you're not Masalik Das, the other Heter to get Tashmishim. So other Tashmishim you can do still. Now, so therefore, the Tzara Kufa, it's Mutter. Comes the din of Chasarin Kis and says, well, I have something which its primary use is Isser. So I can't use it for that. So I'm definitely Masalik Das in that. Other uses I refuse to use it for because I, even on a Tuesday, I won't use it for because it's going to damage it. So it comes out, I'm Masalik Das from any usage from this thing. So it's not just that it's Muksum. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. We'll get there. I'm starting with the Shulchan Aruch Rav. I have this failing sometimes in Shir. I argue one side very strongly, very convincingly. You think it's very whole. I didn't say that. I'm playing with Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos also says like that. Shulchan Aruch Rav is over here. The Tosfos Shabbos is later on. It's good that Chasarin Kis always starts with Klisha Malata Leheter. Okay, so and then the Lomdus is very simple. The primary use you cannot use, and you're the free mistake of the secondary uses you refuse to use. So now it's Muksa. Even Rav Shimon is muddled to that. More like Kuflan Zion. Even Rav Shimon is muddled to that. Now there's two ways to say that. One way to say that is you've essentially made it into a non-functioning kli. The primary use you cannot use it for. Other uses you refuse to use it for. So it's a dysfunctional kli. So that's like Machlus Gufa. It's one way to say it. Or no, it's not just a dysfunctional kli. You were maxed from usage. This is like a dichi b'yadayim type of a swar. Even Rav Shimon is mad because it's smukim because of a dichi b'yadayim, right? So whether they become unusable, right? Well, over here also the sentence becomes unusable because the primary use which it's made for, I'm not going to do. I can't do that. Everything else, I've decided b'yadayim not to do. That's right. So it's a haksah. Now, the Gemara's Lashon over here, and the Gemara introduces the case of the Eli, which the Gemara says that is a concept of Sichi, Zaira, Mizari, which are cases of Kasar and Kis. The Gemara says over there, Sichi, Miyachal, Umakam. Is that necessary or not? Or is that just a Moshal Ba'alma to be Mazra to me, a similar Dover that you're Makbid? that you wouldn't use it for anything else. So this is the machlokes on the poskim. Whether the nekuda of miyachil l'makom is dafka or not. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Shimon Shin Yud in the Sharetzion brings the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says that miyachil l'makom is dafka. So therefore, if I have a wallet which I refuse to use for anything else but money, it's not called Kosar Kis, because I'm not miyachil l'makom. I move my wallet around. It says the only time you have a din of muksmach chusar and kis is that the yichud that I'm putting on this item is so valuable to me, I don't want to move it. So I need, because the chusar and kis is defined by yichud muk. That's what the Beis Meir says. So don't be all this question that such, is that true? You don't really need that. Rabbi Bodner brings in the back of his sefer, looks at sefer, where he brings that he asked Moshe this question. Moshe says, "No, it's lav dafka. It's just a similar dover of a level of hakpada. But lav dafka, you need miyachal l'makom." Now, if you learn you need miyachal l'makom, so this is like it. Not only are you're being makbid from hishtamshus. It's a haksar from Tiltal. Muksa was a good for it. It has no ishtamshus. Okay, Tiltal minitzad is mutter, Tiltal begufa is mutter, fine. If you learn you need yichud makom, not only is it there's a haksar from hishtamshus, there's a haksar from Tiltal. I refuse to move this thing. So then the Prima Gadim would make sense. So the Heter, Tiltal minitzad, but I decided I will not move this thing. I just said before, you know what, this very valuable thing, I won't move it directly, but minitzad, I'll move it. I mean, really? Obviously not. I'll move it with my body. My very extensive camera, you know, I won't pick it up. But with my body, with my elbow, I'll move it. I mean, you're mocked. If the lumbus is miyachul l'makom, that the lumbus is you were maxed from Tiltal, you were maxed from Tiltal minitzad and Tiltal begufa also. So that would be the. So we hear three steps in the three ways to look at the Gemara. One is it becomes useless, and the issue is hashtamshus, and you don't need yichud makom. If I have something, I have a wallet. I have nothing with the wallet on Shabbos. So, a wallet which I'm yachid only for money. I don't put anything else in my wallet. Money and credit card, right? So I don't put anything else over there. So I'm a yachid. It's laser. I won't do anything else because I'm afraid I'm going to. Forget. I'm not yachid makom, but I'm a yachid from. I'm maximum. He's tamshus. So either it works because it's a haksaw, or it works because it becomes useless. That's what Kvegas who taught him. Is it a din of a kli, and therefore the heter of kikra tinnik still applies, because that's our Gemara. The Gemara is saying that there's the mandomer which say that it's a kli and you don't know how to move it, even the sarkubas harmakarma, but kikra tinnik works. Or it becomes useless, and now it's like a tzim avadim. Then it's like a mace, and there's only heter by mace, not by anything else. Comes from Rebbe Gadim and says, you got it all wrong. That's not the lamas of the Gemara. The Gemara is not a hack saw from hishtamshus. It's like saw from Tiltal. So this is the only case which we know of it, Sof and Tiltal. So that's what Prima Gadim says. You're right. And this is the only case which doesn't have any attainment of Tiltal. So then the Chara, I mean, I did not see any of the Charedim would say that the Prima Gadim, this is the Cheshman, would have to agree with the Beis Meir. That Miyachim Malkim is Dafka. Never heard of the Heter Klach Yad. I never heard of the Heter Klach Yad.
Yeah.
That's Tiltal Begufa.
I'm sorry.
There's a Rishon Avin Shul. Something called Klach Yad. Pesach Shabbos is Klach Yad. There's a head to Tiltal Begufa.
That's
what Prima Gadim assumes. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't say he says Tiltal Begufa, but yeah, but he means not even Tiltal Begufa, right? Okay, so we have three ways to learn the din of Chasar and Kis. Okay, now, this is all starting with this heter of the Rosh of Harold and Dinam Shum. Right? The Rosh doesn't learn Shum like that. The Rosh will learn Shum that it's a different heter. That, well. Let's go back and step back for a second. Let's understand the Kiddush of Kikar Tinnin. Talk about the Tzad we're familiar with.
Because.
Talking about the Tzarft over Hamutta, not the Tzarft over Osir. That's the Kiddush of Mace. It's part of the Kiddush of Mace.
Applying it to the case of the Shum, right?
So let's understand the lum is a tilted minute side by the shum, a kicker tinnik.
Okay, so
I take my meducha. Meducha is the mortar.
That's the kli.
You're mortaring your pestle. Like the mortar is the kli and the pestle is the tiki pound.
The way I remember it is because the pistol, which is the bulb of the flower, is shaped like a pestle. That's actually, they're connected in etymologically, they're connected. That's how I remember trying to push. Okay. I don't think it'll help you or not necessarily because, yeah. Anyway.
I'm not going to forget this story then.
What?
Now I'm not going to forget this whole thing though.
Right. You know, yeah, of course. Okay, whatever. Okay. So I have this kli and I have the shum inside. So the heter is you're moving the kli agav the shum. You are being metaltal the hefter and the isser is coming along. Over here, I'm picking up the isser and saying, "Well, it's just coming along for the ride, really moving the hefter." That's the kiddush of kikar tinnik. Right, Rashi's over there is you put the tinnik on the mace. So the Pre-Megadim says it doesn't mean mamash on the mace, cuts bizarre on the mace. You put it next to it. But the simple Rashi is that you put it on the mace and you pick up the mace. So no, I'm not moving a mace. The mace is just like a board as I attempt to move the tinnik. So it's a legal fiction because now we're not there. I mean, you have no real need to move the kid to here. You only put the kid there to be able to move the mace. You're not even touching the kid, you're touching the mace. So to start the mace, touching the mace, we're saying, no, it's really you're moving the kid to the mace, it's coming from the right. That's the legal fiction because now we're not there for a mace. That's the Kiddush of Kikar Tinnik. Okay, right. I have a pot. I cook food in a pot. Mr. Bray, some assumption. Vast. Poiskim, assumption, a pot is klishmatalisser, it's made for cooking. There might be a rash, but not like that. There might be a rash, not like that. But let's, assumption of halacha, something which has a hat to the katashmish, and it's the katashmish, rive katashmish, isser is called klishmatalisser. People do use pots for storage. Usually, you cook it at first, and if you have leftovers, use it for storage. Once in a while, you pull a pot out to use it for storage, not for cooking. But the ikar tashmish of a pot is for cooking. Okay, it's a very expensive pot, and I want to put it away. It should, you know, I want to put it away in the fridge. The food can really stay out, it's not a problem, etc. Am I allowed to move that pot? I'm being metal to the pot behind you. So that's the rush. Well, that's a heter kikar tinnik. I'm moving the meducha and the shum's coming along for the ride. I'm moving the pot and the food's coming along for the ride. But the food, I'm allowed to move for any purpose. There's no dinner. So I'm allowed to move the pot. The Rashi says, no, you got it all wrong. The Rashi says, the heter over here is that the kli is bottled to the food. But the cause of the pot, my urn has water in it. The ikar is the water, not the urn. I have food in the pot. The ikar is the food, not the pot. See, this is interesting. Watch this. It's like klishim lot to lehetter. Because kol zman, it's so the meducha. It's made for pulverizing. You don't store shum in a meducha necessarily. But you pulverize it, it's klishim lot to lehetter. And then when you're finished, you might leave it in there. But kol zman, it's still sitting there. Din and lechredim, it has to be there Erev Shabbos. Can you put something on it? Part of the heter of mace is that you're allowed to go on Shabbos and add the kikar tinnik. Maybe this swear that it should be klishim lot to lehetter only makes sense if it's that it was there at the beginning of Shabbos. So beginning of Shabbos, you were conveying that this is bottled to the oichel. Middle of Shabbos, you can't be mavatul necessarily. Maybe. Okay. It's not like the rush. So the sword of the Gemara has nothing to do with Klishim, this din of Kikar Tinnik. Kikar Tinnik is a special heter by mace, where my kavana is taka v'sarach the mace. But the point over here, the heter is because my kavana is for the shul, not for the meducha. And there's and a meducha when it's holding shum is taka bottle to the. I want to put something which doesn't belong there. Mehecha teis. I don't know. No problem. You know. So I'll take my meducha and I'll fill it with toothpicks. People don't use store toothpicks in meducha. Right. It's an item of non muksa, but that's a totally different din. So that's how the Rashi learns the Gemara. We're going back to this din of Miyachim Mokum. So the Gemara introduced the Miyachim Mokum. Now it's interesting in Rashi and Kukul Gemma Beis, which the Ikar Mokum and the Mishnah discusses of din of Chazar and Kis. The Mishnah says that you can't move the Meser HaGadol and the Yosef Shemach Reisha. So Rashi says you can't move them. The Hanach Kapit Alayu Umayachad Luhum Mokum V'lachosam Lach Acheres. So Rashi seems to stress Yichud Mokum. Because if Yigamam is just a marshal, Hani Kapitalai would have been sufficient. Right? So Rashi seems to say you need Yigamakam, but the Mashmos of the Mishabura, he's going on the Ramah over there in Shintes, that the Ramah discusses the Mita Sheish Lamos and discusses a heter to move it, the Sarek Guba Sarek Makam, right? He says, the Mokan Rami, everybody else screams at him, what are you talking about? Once you react for the Mos, it glides like a certain kid. And Mela, it's also even Sarek Guba Sarek Makam. So the Sharsini says, well, according to the base mayor, the Ramah makes sense. The Mokan Matkar, you can send it on the base mayor. But the Mokan means the Mokan Rami, there's no Dini Yichud Mokan. Because even though you're not makvadaka to leave the meat in a certain place, and the same, he says, I'm sorry, the Ramah says in the case of a kiss. Once you see that from the din of mita. So who are the is that the Ramah? A kiss. It's taka. Also the move, but the taka was become as mutter. So on that, Mangan Ram says, excuse me, what are you talking about? It can't be. The Shemur says all the chayim are typhus on the Ramah. What all the chayim are really saying is no dinah yichud mokum. They could have given me yachid for a tashmish of Israel. So a kiss is miyachid for. I mean, their kiss was a purse. It was a bag which was used the whole month. So it's miyachid. It's your miyachid dafka for that, not for anything else. There's a chazanish. So we're starting so far with the Shulchan Aruch Rav that it's a klish malchalias, sir. So according to the Rekeger's Mahalov, let's take it through. That the lomazin becomes always kli, that makes a lot of sense. Right? The primary tashmish you can't use. Other tashmishim you refuse to use, so it becomes useless. But if the klish malchalias heter, it's a very, very expensive method, which I keep in my China closet, and I only take it once a year. Right? When the Rebbe comes. Aside this Shabbos, Shabbos is Mitzvah Erger from the Rebbe. It's filled with a nice famine and it's done in Kiddush of heaven, right? Can I take it out? It's a sort of kiddush. It's a becher. Right? Well, it depends. If the lomas is became useless, Shulchan Aruch Rav is right. The lomas is like the prima godim that you're miyachad makim because of its kashivas, you don't want to move it, and you're maxed from tiltel. Not only these tafshes, you're maxed from tiltel. Tzadikur is heter iser. As long as you're miyachad makim, I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to move it. It's muksa. Because it's a haksah from tilkul, not haksah from ishtamshis. The Chazanish assumes like that. Chazanish says, if I have a painting which I put on the wall, if it falls down on Shabbos, I can't move it. Because there's a yachim up. The speech is not going to happen. I have a clock on the wall. Right? So at the end of Shin Ches, the Shari Tshuva at the end of Shin Ches brings a sheet which says, you know, I'll move a clock. Doesn't understand exactly why. Chazanish says, the way I'm learning, it makes sense. Because a clock, you're miyachad mokum, put it on the wall, and that's it, it stays there. You never move it. So even though it's klisha, even though it's not a melechas iser, that's not the issue. But you're miyachid mokum. Now, if the lomah says it's a haksor from tiltul, that makes a lot of sense. If the lomah says it's a haksor from hishtamshus, that doesn't make too much sense. I use it regularly. The hishtamshus of the fact, because I look at it the whole time. Assuming that that's mokum.
So, this nafkamina of the lomah of Muchsachas on Kis will make a nafkamina. Okay, so I have kalim kvedim.
My refrigerator. My refrigerator actually moves around from my house, but most people's refrigerator stays still. I mean, I don't plan to move it. So, once you know something falls down, I want to move the refrigerator out to get the thing behind it. Am I allowed to move it?
Okay, so that's important to say, because there is the Chazanish seems to discuss kalim kvedim, which you never move.
Shalom, a little more for the kufi gimel. What?
The more simple halom, it's something which you never move because of its weight. It's just too heavy to move. So you're totally messiah das from tiltul.
It's beyond the prima god. It's taking this long. It's not a haksor b'dafka, but even if I'm not maksa b'dafka, if I'm a seeh das, it's going to make it possible.
Yeah, but every time I look at my refrigerator, I never see, you know what, I'm never going to look at my refrigerator. It seems. Every time I look at my refrigerator, in the back of my mind, it seems. And it falls underneath my mind, so I'm glad they moved it to pick it up. Mashiach, this back on the top of my shelf, I never want to move it.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. This is way beyond the prima gadim's kiddush. This is much more of a kiddush than the prima gadim.
You're allowed to or not allowed?
That even the case where I didn't have an act of haksor, I just had a hesach adas, that he's arguing that should make it more, so that's more kufi gimel, by the way.
Okay, just let's be misakim. So we started with the lomdus over here of the heter of shum. Is it a heter of kikar tinnik, or is it a different heter? It's a heter of klishmat. It's like bottle to the food. Close to Rosh and the Rashba. That's one discussion which we discussed. So the Kiddush, what the Kiddush of Kikar Tinnik is by Mace, the Lama says it's Tiltum in Atzad. It's quite a Shrach at Tiltum in Atzad. We move from there to understand three ways to learn the din of Chasar and Kis. Is Chasar and Kis a Lomdus of a Haksaw from, I'm not going to use it, so I mean Max it from Tishtamshas, like Groves the Smukim. Is it the lom the sub? It becomes like Eitzim Avodim because of that. The nafkin between the two is there heter kikar tinnik? And number comes along the prima godim and says it's haksar from tiltul. Right now, the lomus of the prima godim is the next step we said was means yichud makom according to the prima godim. Pashas is dafka like the base mayor. And the Magen Rambam and others assume that that's not true. Yichud makom is lav dafka, and anything which you're miyachid for the ishtamshas of Isser and not for anything else gets it in a chasar and kiss, even though you're not miyachid makom. So the lomus of the prima godim is only with the kara makes sense. Where we Masber, the hate. But where we Masber, the Chara, he should agree with the base mayor that you need Dafka Yichud Mokum. And then now that Nafkamina might be by Klisha Malata Leheter. Since the Lomas, it becomes useless, you got to start with the Klisha Malata Lis. That's the Shekhanar Harab assumes. If the Lomas is that I'm Mesiach Das from Tiltul, so then even Klisha Malata Leheter, I'm Mesiach Das from Tiltul, I'm Maksa from Tiltul. The Nafkamina is the Chazanish by the case of the clock or the painting. And then the next step is even in a case where you're not even maxed from tiltul, but you're mesiach das from tiltul, like kalim kvedim. The Chazanish also lives in Gemara Kufi Gimel. That's also considered a muksa. So that's how far we're going with this swara of chasar and kis. Okay, thank you.